Once a pious man was walking through the valley of Al-Hamra, going to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. At that place was a place where a lot of bandits would be. So he, because of the fear of the bandits, he missed his Isha four sunnahs. And then after offering his salah, he went to sleep. That night, he saw the beautiful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him and said to him that the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do not miss their sunnah. He fell into the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Who are you? Please tell me." Again, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dreams, and he fell into the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Please tell me who you are." Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do not miss their sunnah. When he awoke, he remembered, and out of love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recited these beautiful poems. Aj sikh mitran di vaderi hai, kyun dilri udas ganeri hai, loon loon vich shok changeri hai, aj naina ne laiyan kyun jadiyan, subhanallah ma ajmalaka, ma ahsanaka, ma akmalaka, kithe mehre ali, kithe teri sana, gustakh akhiyan, kithe ja adiyan. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear Islam brothers, do you know who this young man was? Who this pious person was? Yes, he was Peer Mehr Ali Shah Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, of Golra Sharif. Sayyiduna Peer Mehr Ali Shah Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, was born on the 1st of Ramadan, 1275 Hijri, on Monday, 1859. After 25 generations, Peer Mehr Ali Shah Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali's lineage goes back to Sayyiduna Ghaus al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then 36 generations back, his lineage goes to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's grandson, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Peer Mehr Ali Shah Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, had a very beautiful and strong memory. It says that he would read his lessons of the Quran by looking at it just once, and he would memorize it to his memory. And when he finished his Quran by looking by Nazara, that same day he was also a Hafiz of the Quran as well. His teacher would ask him, "My son, do you do muta'ala? Do you study your lessons?" Peer Mehr Ali Shah Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, "I didn't even know what the word studying meant." That's how young he was. And he says that whatever lessons his teacher would tell him, he would go home and memorize them, and he would read them to his teacher. He was a very good God-fearing person, and he was such an ibadat guzar, such a worshipper, that he spent his days and nights in reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also crying in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. He was a very good hafiz of the Quran. He was also a kind-hearted person who helped every person that he would meet. He would love spending money and also building and running religious institutes like all the awliya-i kiram. Peer Mehr Ali Shah Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, throughout all his life, helped the deen of Islam through his teachings and also through his beautiful character. He died on the 29th of Safar al-Muzaffar, 1356 Hijri, being the 11th of May 1937. His Mazar-e-Pak, his Shrine, is in Islamabad in Pakistan.